Ken Robinson emphasizes creativity is essential, citing many success stories, and repeatedly said that today's education system ignores children's potential. His speech totally illustrates creativity as good and schools as absolute evil that deprive wonderful creativity from children. However, I believe this topic should be about neither whether creativity is necessary or not, nor whether schools are necessary or not. It is because both are indispensable and not mutually exclusive. It is more proper that schools play a complementary role in order to develop potential creativity. Firstly, I'd like to begin with what is creativity. He explains creativity as the process of having original ideas that have value, but doesn't define exactly what is creativity itself. Creativity is not the ability to generate something fantastic and something new from zero basis. It is the ability to see the world in new perspectives, to find or make connections between apparently unrelated phenomena, and to apply patterns in other fields that passed unnoticed. It is also significant that being creative is not equivalent to being imaginative. Being imaginative does not need to realize what you imagine, but being creative need to shape up images or ideas. Creativity consists of thinking and producing spontaneous ideas and the ability to embody them. Secondly, in order to be creative, it is necessary to go to schools. When it comes to his critics to schools, he just says conventional education system are places where mistakes are the worst thing you can make. However, I do not agree with this statement. Since children need straightforward and clear criteria to learn morality and discipline, not repeating mistakes is a simple step to be socialized as community member. In the first place, he totally ignores how schools give children highly competent communities. Needless to say, children get basic knowledge and skills that are necessary to realize ideas through schools. But more importantly, what is unique to public education is, it is where the most diverse community that children can experience in their childhood. Schools help children to develop their potential creativity in this sense. Schools have a variety of children who have different backgrounds, regional, religious, racial, ethnic, cultural, or financial. Schools are also where students having interest in other fields are in the same school, same classroom, and share their school days. Attending a school and interacting with diverse students give them new viewpoints, thinking patterns, and inspiration. Taking classes in various fields, including ones of no interest, also broadens perspective and cultivates children's mind. In conclusion, creativity is stimulated through interacting with diverse people because in the end, creativity is just one of the abilities that exercise for people's good and makes everyone's mind enriched.